Hi guys, I'm back with Love, the Real Word of God. This is the chapter Division by Prejudice, and we're going to start on verse 81. Pertaining to division in the form of prejudice, the root of this form of division is fear. Prejudice stems from fear of not being as divine as another. Prejudice has been forced into the world by the Europeans. Europe is the continent in which the survivors of Atlantis fled. Atlantis was the city under the rule of Enlil, the brother that existed at the energy opposite of creation, the energy that craved to control a race of slaves to serve him in order to hide the fact that he was powerless in creation. Therefore, Europeans are being used to carry out the plan of gaining control over the human race. Enlil represents the energy of a need for power, because the powerless are the ones that have this craving. Those who are powerless energetically are those who sought to suppress the powerful human beings on this earth. Those who are powerless are the ones that crave power. Those that crave control over the world, those that are being used to bring this spiritual battle to life physically, are those that are descendants of Enlil. They are the descendants of the energy of fear. They are the descendants of the powerless and the human beings furthest from the source of creation. They are the descendants that lack the power of the universe. They are the descendants that lack the ability to create, so they must control. They are the descendants that have used manipulation to bring the human race to its own destruction time and time again throughout the history of planet Earth. This has nothing to do with race, color, or culture. Prejudice must be perceived from a higher perspective than physical appearance. The Europeans are currently, and have always been, the humans that are powerless in terms of divinity. The families currently controlling the earth are descendants of the very energy that lacked the ability to create, so created the ability to control. It is necessary for the human race to acknowledge that prejudice runs deeper than superficial color of skin. When the human race acknowledges the energetic battle involved in prejudice, superficial protest can stop being pursued. Prejudice has a root of fear. Protest and fighting for equal rights also has a root of fear. In prejudice, the root of fear is the fear that another is more powerful, more magical, more divine, or quite simply, better than. In protest for equal rights, the root of fear is the fear of having to prove that the suppressed are more powerful than the suppressor. The problem with protest for equal rights is that it does not change the energy of the root of the problem. You cannot fight the energy of fear with the same energy. You cannot transform the energy of fear with the same energy. Those that are indigenous to the lands of this earth, those that have been suppressed since the beginning of time in the name of power and control, must realize where their true power resides. True power, and the only way to defeat the energy currently in control of the earth, is to transform the energy to the opposite. Those indigenous to the land, those that are most magical, most divine, most connected to the source of creation, are those whose power rests in the energy of creation, love. To keep the most powerful on this earth from acknowledging the power they possess, the energy of love had to be taken away from them, because that is the energy in which they are most powerful. To keep the energy of love from the most divine, a manipulative plan had to be carried out, one of oppression, to subconsciously make an entire race feel powerless, in turn creating a lack of love for themselves. When one is made to feel powerless, they then believe in their minds that they are powerless. A victim role has been placed upon the most powerful in order to take their power away. To continue to claim the role of the victim is to continue to give your power away. The power of the most divine has been taken away manipulatively. The human race individually possesses the power to step out of the victim role and into their divine power by seeing their worth. Due to possessing a conscious mind and free will, the human race controls their own individual energy with their thoughts and perspective. So, to manipulate a powerful being into believing they are powerless, they must be overtaken and suppressed with the energy of fear. to suppress them with the energy of fear, murder, rape, theft, slavery, and torture had to take place. The suppression of Native American Indians was necessary to conquer the west coast of North America. The eastern coast of North America was already existent at the energy opposite of God. The eastern coast was already overtaken by the descendants of Enlil, because that is where they migrated after the destruction of Atlantis. Now, the goal was to divide and conquer the land where the migrants of Lemuria resided, because those human beings were at one with the source of creation. The Native American Indians knew the power they possessed and knew their connection to the divine. The Native American Indians understood the state of Omni we must exist at and lived off of Mother Earth just as creation intended. When one knows the truth of who they are, it is impossible to sway them in which energy to exist at. When one knows that they are one with creation, meaning one with love, there is no desire to exist at any other energy besides love. Therefore, to control one who knows the truth of who they are, fear must be instilled and force must be placed upon them, as goes the story of Christianity being brought to the western coast of North America. Christianity was created and existent in Europe. This was the headquarters of the manipulative plan in place to control the human race. For the Native American Indians to be controlled and suppressed in their power, Christianity had to be forced upon them. And so was the beginning of California missions, built by Junipero Serra and his army from Spain. In 1769, Junipero Serra and his army from Spain set out to conquer the land in which natives lived. Religion was used as the excuse. It was said that they were bringing civilization to the land. The root word of civilization is civil. This means the real meaning of civilization is to live at one with the land. Humanity has been manipulated into associating civilization with money and rules. True civilization needs no rules, because when one exists at the energy of creation, one exists at a state of omni and love for self, and is incapable of bringing a harmful energy to earth. When we were told civilization was being brought to us, it was actually being taken away from us. Natives were given a choice between following Christianity, the new religion being introduced to the land, or a fight with Serra and his troops. Those that chose to stand up for the truth, chose to fight, were murdered. This is the foundation in which Christianity and the history of America is based upon: murder of the divine and theft of their land. Acknowledgement of this truth will release humanity from being held captive by a lie. Acknowledgement of this truth will release humanity from worshiping the energy opposite of God while believing it's God. Acknowledgement of this truth will release humanity from fear of punishment, and fear of not being worthy of love. This was the suppression of divine human beings. This was the suppression of those that would be the connection between divinity and humanity. This was the suppression of the energy of God being brought to earth. The purpose of an individual's current existence in this lifetime on earth is to transform the energy in which the earth functions. To do so, one must embody the energy opposite of fear, love. Pertaining to the most oppressive prejudice that has carried its energy full force to the current day, that of the African American community. The suppression of any individual that is of a darker skin color is the evilest and runs the most rampant in the world. After all the action taken throughout the course of history, why does it still remain? To understand the answers to these questions, one must step completely out of any mentality we have been taught thus far. One must let go of all history taught. One must let go of all anger associated with this suppression. To understand the answer to these questions, one must view this life from a higher perspective. The universe, the earth, and the human race are all energy. The truth of our existence is energy. This life is only a physical representation of our individual energetic existence. It is our individual responsibility to acknowledge the truth of this life at some point, so that we can start making the decisions of our life from a higher level of consciousness. The trauma and suffering our ancestors experienced at the hands of those currently in control has left the earth with the energy of trauma and suffering. This was exactly the plan. Because energy does not die, this energy of trauma and suffering has been continually passed down from generation to generation, creating repeated cycles. It is our job now to change the energy in which we exist from that of fear, which has been taught to us. It is our job now to change the energy in which we exist, because in doing so, we also cleanse the energy of the earth that our ancestors had to experience. To avenge our ancestors doesn't mean to fight against their oppressors. To fight is to continue to give power to those oppressors. To avenge our ancestors, we must rise to a frequency higher than that of oppression. Suppression and oppression is an energy of fear. Those that suppress only remain strong if we choose to also remain at the energy of fear. This is where their power resides. To avenge our ancestors, we must step into the energy of our creation, which is love. Love is stronger than fear. Therefore, our oppressor would no longer have power over us and would no longer gain control over us, because we would exist at a level they could not reach. This is the answer to ending prejudice. This is the answer for the salvation of the human race.